This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 5:44. Hump day.
It's weeks flying, isn't it?
Is it?
Huh. Isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't feel like it's flying.
I had the gnarliest day Monday like this is just easy. You know, when you have a gnarly day, you go, whoa, a regular day
is easy.
Absolutely.
Awesome. You welcome it.
Yeah. Give me the regular days.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nice because it's our first regular week in a while.
And when it happens on a Monday, you're just rolling downhill the rest of the week. Whew.
What was your deal on Monday? I forget.
Just tons of stuff. I'm trying to sell So the car thing became a reality. Right. So we got the missus the mom car that she wanted.
A Pilot?
A Honda Pilot, which is apparently the go-to instead of a minivan.
I see.
Safe. And now just like normal, we got a Pilot, and now all I see is Honda Pilot. They're everywhere. And then I want to say, I don't know which day it was. I can't. I pull up behind my friend Zev and go, Zev's got a Honda Pilot. Jesus Christ. I've surfed with this guy a million times.
You never noticed.
Why would I?
Right.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, now I'm like, oh my God, everybody I know's got one of these. The McCutcheons have one.
What color?
Which one did we get?
Yeah.
White. So, as you may have guessed, that freed my car back up.
Oh. So now you can drive your Mercedes again, but...
Which means we've got
this
Prius.
Isn't it in the
Prius shop?
Or?
No, it's fixed.
It's all set.
I drove it yesterday.
Oh.
I drove it this week.
Oh.
I'm driving my car again. I got my car back.
Woo! Weren't you sort of appreciative, though, of the gas mileage you were getting in the Prius? Or is it...
Appreciative, but yeah, it's... Or is it what? Lame to drive a Prius? Yes. So I... Sorry.
I loved my Prius.
It's not a bad car.
Yeah. I only had to drive it about a tenth as far as you did every day, though, so.
They're really,
right.
The best mileage
just,
they get.
I didn't get sick of it.
isn't really freeway. I mean, they still do pretty good on freeways, but they're better, you know, stop and go, city traffic, that
kind
of thing.
Right, because they actually, every time you hit the brakes, you're building back up the battery.
Anyway, so we're selling that.
Oh.
But we also put up the pickup to see, because right now.
Oh, no.
Well,
Vinny.
I know, but here's the thing. There are 200 million Prii up for sale.
Mm.
We don't think anyone's even going to...
No, they will. You got to just price it right. You have to price it lower than you want
to. Well, we still owe money on that thing.
Oh.
So we may have to keep it for that reason as well. Mm-hmm. Like, someone called up. It'd been up already for a couple weeks, and someone called up, and the guy goes... Yeah, it's kind of got high mileage. I'll give you. And he makes this offer, and I'm like, absolutely not.
I owe more than that.
I would have to go to the loan company and cut a check so you can drive away in your new car. No.
Mm-hmm.
And then after...
That might actually be, you know, you cut your losses, and you only make one more payment on it, and then it's gone. I know.
The payment is not one...
What's the mileage on it? Because I didn't even think of that. Of course, it must have super high mileage.
It's
like 69.
Oh, boy. And
what
year
is it?
2016.
Yeah, that's a little high.
So, it's cool. The pickup only has 30, and it's a 2013.
Oh,
the pickup's barely used, so the pickup's going to go. Some guy from Utah called me on it yesterday.
Well, yeah, but that's why you should keep it.
Well... I can't have four cars.
Well, why not?
Because I'm not rich enough to have four cars.
Do you own the pickup outright?
Yeah.
Maybe you should take the money from the pickup, pay off the difference between what someone's offering you on the Prius, And then you'd be done with both cars. And
I don't want to get rid of both. We need a third car because if something goes, I live too far from here to not have a backup.
Right.
I need a backup. Yeah. I mean, it's a luxury to have a backup, and yet I need a backup.
Do you park your cars in the garage?
Well, not all three of them.
Because you don't have it. You can't park out front, right? You can park. Can you park in the garage and
I
in
can
the
park,
driveway?
Why can't I park out front?
Oh, for some reason, I thought you couldn't park your any cars
no,
out
that's
front.
The place we used
oh,
to live.
Oh, that was the other one. Oh. Okay.
No, we got a yard now and stuff and a driveway and the whole thing.
Because we're like, we have five cars. Oh. And so John is moving around between his, the Tuesday, the Ford 29 stays in the
garage.
The Cobra stays in the garage covered. And then my car's in the driveway.
Covered in the garage.
And he recently got back his Ford Lightning truck because it was at his son's place because his son had a place for it. And now they told him, you can't have that truck here anymore. You got to move it.
Oh.
His son told him that?
No, his son lives at a place where you can't park out front.
Oh, I see.
And the son, you know, the Vieira's boys, they have all kinds of cars.
Sure.
So he's moving.
They have a whole showroom out
in
front
exactly.
of their house.
So he's moving the Lightning and his Mercedes like every day. Like, what car should I drive today? Because they'll ticket you at our complex
if you leave it for too long.
If you leave it or if you can't park it, of course, in the visitor spot. It's just like a whole thing.
It's
but
such a thing that you start to hate where you live, and you're an owner there. Mm-hmm. I know that because I've been through that, where you live somewhere where the HOA is ticketing you.
Mm-hmm.
This place I lived in San Diego, I put my wetsuit out to dry. It takes a couple hours, and there's a ticket on my... You can't hang things that aren't plants, and even a plant can only be... And I swear, I'm like looking around.
Who did this?
I want to scream, curse words into the air because I know someone's watching me. Mm-hmm.
Someone reported that.
And that's the terrible feeling, is that you're being watched.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes that.
Yeah.
You live in a complex.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the fact that they do have the security that rolls through. Oftentimes, I see them because I leave at 4 in the morning.
Right.
And so I see them rolling around. So, I feel a little comfortable with that. But still, it's like... Yeah, you don't want to be ticketed.
No.
And what, next thing you're going to tow my car from my house?
Right.
That would not be good.
Mm-mm. So I know what he's doing, and it's not a fun dance.
Yeah.
So no, we're not worried about that, but I just can't have four cars. I don't need four cars.
Right.
It's wasteful.
Silly, yeah.
I have a question.
Insure four cars.
I have
cars.
A question, that's the thing. Yeah.
Let's queue up. Go ahead, Hooman, you're first.
Let's queue up.
Yeah. Would your double backup be taking an Uber or a Lyft all the way to San Francisco?
I would do that if I had to.
Yeah, if you had to.
I've taken a cab here before from San Mateo. It was like the first month I worked here.
Mm-hmm.
I locked myself
here.
Out of the house. Remember?
I do.
That's it for me.
I did take an Uber once. Oh, that day that we went to the run at the high school, you and me drove.
Man.
We went to Vinny's thing.
The Scotts Valley.
So I went with Hooman there, and then I hung out with my friend Larry, and then I took an Uber from Santa Cruz just to my house.
How much?
Was $100.
Oh, jeez.
Was that on a Saturday evening, though?
Well, by the time you got home.
Right time, sure.
Yeah. So I think I ended up getting home around 8 p.m. Mm.
I think, though, by then, if it came to that, by then, I'd have woken the house up. Because I don't have an Uber app or a Lyft app.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd wake the house up. And then I'm sure I would just take the Mrs. car.
Yeah.
Mm. If all three other cars weren't working.
You know.
So my question is, so you have the Mercedes SUV. Like, why did you buy the other SUV? You just don't want to drive the Prius anymore?
No. The Mercedes SUV is tiny.
Oh.
I bought that because it fits in the garage downstairs.
Here,
it's tiny.
And now you're going to have two kids.
When I get in that with where the kid seat is, which is behind the passenger seat, you are actually in this little teeny box that is not, it's not comfortable.
Not for an adult.
To me, that is a city SUV.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit bigger wheels. It rolls nicely.
Did you consider selling that one? Or
I don't want to. Yeah, I love it.
You love it.
That's just what I want to drive.
You don't want to drive the Prius.
I don't.
Right.
I didn't
question.
Buy that. I bought the Mercedes. Right. I gave the Mercedes up because I wanted the missus to be in a safe car with my kid. But, right. you know, now that she's decided to have a second kid, and we need a bigger ride.
Her and these, her and these decisions.
What a pain in the ass. Why do you keep that girl?
And by the way,
you're so great for giving her your sperm.
Wow, you're a donor.
You give her another kid.
You know what makes me mad about what you just said?
What's
is,
that?
Is because you know damn well it's 18 years.
It's not just 18 years.
I can sure I can see you thinking, oh, how hard on you to hump a beautiful lady. Yeah. That's not
yeah,
all
that's
it
what
was.
We think. Mm.
And well, you know
you're the one who said it like that the other day. I'm just glomming onto you.
Just trying to make
I
my
gave
life
her one. I gave her now
well,
I'm giving
that's
her another
what she
one.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't wake me up. I gotta sleep. I'll be in the other room.
Well, that is true. He does need to sleep. Well, we all need to sleep.
We all
I,
need
yeah.
to sleep.
Like
I have nothing
you
but
weren't
sympathy
that way
on
with
that.
Your kids.
Oh, I was that way.
Right.
No question about it. John wanted kids. I gave them to him.
There you go.
Right.
I'll donate
listen
an egg
to you.
That.
I learned this talk from you.
No. I learned it from you, okay?
Yeah.
Why is it okay when a woman says it, but
I
not
know.
A man?
It's not okay when either of them say it. I'm
well,
sure everyone
when,
is
well,
like,
please, when
this
Sarah
is a disgusting
okay.
group of pigs.
I know.
Not that human, though. Hey, I have a question.
Except for human.
Can't you get Prada to make that? You're not a pig at all.
Well, hey, the Google Glass, they needed another gimmick besides just the glass. They needed the right. Prada.
Well, they did need something.
Yeah.
There's no
right?
question
you said
about
it
that.
Was one of the biggest fails. Anyway, did
it
you
was
get all
the biggest. Biggest.
Did you get all the bells and whistles? I hope you did.
On what?
The pilot.
Oh, I thought you meant the kid. I'm like, I don't know yet. It's not out.
There were options?
yeah, make sure no. Stanford
graduate. she got whatever it was she wanted. I wasn't part of that part.
Oh, you didn't go? Did you go to the dealership?
I did. We went, and that's
so
the day
you
that
do?
I went to Reposoda. Like the best part of that trip was we went to Palo Alto, and I got to eat those shrimp empanadas.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That was
did
the
you
day.
Just leave her alone with the sales
Reposada.
Guy and like just watch TV?
Well, no, I watched my kid.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, the name of the restaurant.
Reposado?
Well, Reposado or something like that. Yeah.
It's
so
I thought
good.
It was like the tequila, right? Isn't there a Reposado?
Reposado, yes.
Reposado.
That's it.
Reposado.
What she just said.
Uh-huh. I just, I hope you got all the bells and whistles.
I'm sure she did.
Okay, good.
You know.
You might as well, right?
Yeah, it's,
right, you're already going to be paying.
But this thing is spacious. It's nice. It's weird. They're actually really big inside, and they're not as...
They don't look giant.
They don't look like a Suburban or one of those things where you just go...
Would you be able to park it here if you had to?
No, because the person I'm next to has a grossly over... She parks on the line. Like, she's... It's grossly oversized. I'm actually considering I may have to go beg whoever runs that and just say, you got to put me somewhere else.
It's that dude. It's the...
It's a lady. It's not a dude.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's a lady.
Yeah, it's the girl from downstairs on their morning show. She's like the tiniest girl driving the most ginormous car.
Right.
But she knows. I mean, she actually has even said, like, it's a nightmare getting it in there. And, I mean, she actually, considering that how big that car is, her being on the line is actually remarkable. Like,
I have a question.
I'm sure she's already hit stuff down there.
What? She has. She can see the lines. Well, she's hit me.
Mm. Oh, that's
and
you love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was just like, oh, sure. I want to go through your insurance to get a scratch fixed.
Yeah. All right, back to your car. Did you get the Honda Pilot Elite? Be honest.
Oh, Honda Pilot Elite.
Well, if I'm honest, I don't know, but if I had to guess, I think it was the Touring.
Oh, that's the second best.
Oh.
All right, that's cool.
Oh, my God, Human.
What's the crappy one?
Are you car shaming him?
The crappy one's the LX.
Oh.
You didn't get that. Then there's the EX, and there's the EXL, then there's the Touring, and then there's the Elite.
You know, as we talked about cars, all I had in my pinhead was... I want my car back. I want my car back. I want my car back. Right. But as she was going, well, it would be great to have a bigger Mercedes. Don't you think we could trade the Mercedes in and I could trade up? And I'm like, no,
it's mine. fine.
Absolutely.
I want my car back.
No, that was never part of the deal when I handed you the keys to my car. I don't know what you're talking. Besides, you kids destroy everything. You want to get some $80,000 car and let them destroy it?
Mm-hmm. What does the pilot cost?
So half
the,
that.
The one. Oh, do you want me to say the price or no?
It's half that.
So the Honda Pilot Touring, I think the one he got with the bells and whistles probably came out to about 45.
Oh, that's nice.
Or 40. Between 40 and 45.
For a nice big car. And
is it true that it seats seven?
It's got three rows.
Yeah.
So it really does seat a lot, and that's why everyone goes for it.
Is it true that its towing capacity is 1,500 pounds?
I wouldn't know anything about that. It's never going to tow anything.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure.
What about that jet ski you're about to get?
Oh, man. You get a jet ski? That sounds so fun.
As much as I would love to wakeboard every day after work, there's no chance I'm getting a boat.
Oh.
It's not happening.
Oh.
Don't say...
I'm not. I'm just thinking. I'm just wondering if you, you know, like, what would you do with a boat? Where would you put it? Why are you getting a boat? I don't understand. Do you have room for this?
No, I'm not getting anything else. You know what we're getting? We have a baby about to be born.
We're getting a baby.
And by the way, I am super nervous about it. So
why are you nervous?
Because it's a human being.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're old. Mm. I mean, we've done all the tests, so we have high hopes and... Just to be frank, yeah, I mean, I most of my behavior can be, I'm just in denial, man. I'm tripping hard.
I'm going to give you a green light if you want to hide in the corner.
Well, I would love
hide
to hide
in the corner of the hospital room when the baby's coming?
Like he was doing last time before they pulled him
I
over.
I thought you meant today.
Oh, no, no.
We met after the baby's born for the rest of the baby's life. Room. Hide in the corner, Vinny.
Please, I'm hiding the corner today.
No.
I thought I might hide in the corner today.
What?
She has a bad back. Her back is still a mess.
My back is fine
Are
now.
You
she's lying.
Kidding
Listen
me?
To how
no,
she's
it's,
saying
back
it.
To, it's fine, who man. Cares? It's fine.
I told you, we can't keep telling these physical ailment stories.
It's ridiculous.
We're skewing
I'm
way
not,
too
that's
old.
That's why I'm saying we're not talking about it anymore.
Heating pad or no heating pad?
No heating pad. I laid on a heating pad for a while over the weekend and... Just,
we're doing it again.
Okay.
What are you
my
doing?
My back is fine. It's the back of a 20-year-old.
Oh, good.
Right.
It's a Prada back.
It is. It's like a designer back.
If your back's okay, you better do the jackhammer today.
The jackhammer?
I have to do the jackhammer?
With you?
No, with her husband.
No, that's not happening on Wednesday. It might be hump day, but that is not our
what
day.
What kind of thing is that to say?
I don't know. Who knows? That's something from the Secret Show.
Do you take sex orders from that guy?
I do not. I don't.
I'm glad that we brought the word hump back, though.
Hump?
Yeah.
For hump day?
Well, just
we didn't
Vinny's
bring it back.
Like, it's... listen, I didn't just hump that woman. I got 18 years.
Oh. 18
Remember when he said
years.
That?
Yeah. That was
good. Boy, did I say that?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes I just get way too clear with my mouth. I need to be a little bit.
Yeah.
That's that was right. The word when
happy
I was
anniversary,
kid.
Honey.
Oh, today's oh. The day.
It's your anniversary today?
They're nine years since their first date. So that, do you realize the first time we hung out with her was just a couple weeks later at, we all went to Tahoe together. Remember that?
She bummed out.
Sure
I
do remember that.
Break us.
I remember me and you sitting next to each other, sitting across the table from her.
Uh-huh.
And she was quiet.
Yeah.
Big
I remember
smile
being
on her face.
At the pool, she was quiet, and we kept getting a little closer to her so we could hear her.
Yeah. Well, she's like, very...
What is she
well, yeah,
saying?
When I
Me
say quiet,
we're looking at each other. We're like, I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah.
Let's move closer.
Because when I say quiet, I don't mean she's not talking. I mean that she's super quiet.
Yeah, she is.
Is she like, bummed out like, that none project. Of us can make the baby shower? I'm really
yeah,
bummed out
I feel
I
bad.
She actually was bummed out that she... Because I said to her, I talked to my crew today, and they didn't know they were invited. And she goes, I invited them. I don't understand why they didn't know.
That sounds hostile.
It was on Facebook.
No, she just did. She invited you guys. She doesn't, you know, she assumed you guys are on Facebook all the time. Everyone is.
I'm not.
No.
You never go to Facebook?
Very rarely.
I'm on Facebook,
but
there's so much volume.
I'm grateful for getting invited to so many things, but I don't look at events. I don't look at invites because
I know you must see that too. Like every time
I
look at the stuff that you're invited to, it's like it's a huge long list. because everybody throws us on their, you know, yeah. list for stuff. Or, you know, whatever charity event they're doing,
exactly.
all that. But also, when I do go to Facebook, there's just the barrage of stuff that's on there. Like, usually what's on. I just go to, like, my notifications, or I'll read messages, or, you know,
yeah,
if I get
not
on there
appeared
at all.
In your notifications?
I guess. I don't know.
I
would have said you've been invited to this event, or you have two new events, or something like that. I don't know.
I wouldn't have said from Christina?
I don't know. Mm. And I never saw it. I mean, yeah. I am very sporadically on Facebook, so it's not
almost every day, and I did not see that.
Well, you know what? Make sure that she has our emails for future baby showers.
Yeah,
that you might be
there
having.
Are no more baby showers. Trust
well, other
me.
Showers, wedding
parties,
showers,
yeah,
bridal showers, engagement parties, uh-huh, housewarming parties,
birthdays,
4th of July parties,
yeah,
Labor Day parties, Memorial Day parties,
just a. Parties. Fancy dinner at Vinny's house.
Party parties.
Occasions. Holidays.
Marty parties. Christmas parties. New Year's parties.
Boy, you think we're up to a lot over here, don't you?
Well, whatever party you're at. Listen, I didn't even know that you guys had. Didn't you just say you had some? What was the party that he just
I told
said?
You guys she threw a birthday oh, yeah. party, and that it was at our house, and it was small.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she has a million friends, dude. It's a trip. That's
well, I'd like to be counted.
Remember when
in that
we were
number?
Talking about yesterday on The Secret Show about a person who'd written in? Part of the people I'm surveying when I have this sort of backstory about different people is her friends. Like, they're over, and I get to meet a lot of people because she's got
her circle
red
is wide.
Lobster crew and her running friends, mm-hmm. and then there's the
work people,
the Net app, and the say.
Solar City?
No, that one wasn't Solar City. What was that? It doesn't matter. There's a bunch of different crews of
Sun
people.
Country.
Sun Power.
Sun Power.
Great job.
Between the two of us, we do have one brain.
And Seagate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now Salesforce.
Yeah.
Oh, did you go see the pool show? The swimming pool. What is the swimming pool TV show?
Oh, no, Pool
Her
Kings.
Boss,
I didn't.
Yeah.
I watched the Robin Williams thing yesterday. It's well, actually,
oh, you did?
I'll take that back. I watched an hour and 45 minutes of the, of the thing.
It?
It's over 2 hours.
Oh.
It's great. I mean, you know, who doesn't love Robin Williams? Like, you just get sucked right into it. It's a beautifully told story. It's just, really, it's his story, start to finish. And it's all these various people from his life. And you find out all these little things about him. And he was a complicated man who was tortured at times, but blissfully happy at other times.
Do they go into his drug history?
They sure do.
Oh, like...
Oh, he is. They're talking about how he snorting cocaine. And he's with...
Belushi.
Oh, yeah. He was like the last person to see John Belushi alive. Mm-hmm. Like, he went there. He's like, oh, I couldn't believe how stoned he was. And the next day, he's on set somewhere. And they're like, oh, my God, John Belushi. He goes, oh, I just saw him. Hours ago, I was at his bungalow at the Chateau Marmont. It's crazy. You'd love it. It's crazy. And there's times when he's clean and times when he's not. And you know, he was manic.
Exactly.
You know?
High, high, low, low.
High, high, low, low. Mm-hmm. And just loud, loud, quiet, quiet. Like, he lived to be on stage. It was like the only place that he was comfortable. And it's good. You'll love it.
Did you scene where he was doing stand-up and the entire cast from Three's Company and Happy Days were all sitting there watching him?
Before he was ever Mork for
yeah.
Mork, supposedly.
Oh, good.
You know, there's Henry Winkler there's Fonzie.
And
right, all these people just out in the audience. Just, you know,
remember when he played
Hollywood.
The Met? That was so funny.
Oh, my God.
And when he took the stage.
There's so much live footage. It's just, you just are charmed all over again.
How about the outtakes from Mork and Mindy?
Oh, my God. So funny. Apparently, when they would shoot that the sitcom Mork and Mindy, you know, it's a half-hour show, so 25 minutes is what they needed to get for the episode. And it was like the hottest ticket in town to go and watch a taping of Mork and Mindy because it would be 3 hours. They would just fall apart all over the set the whole time. He would never do the straight line. He'd always, you know, have to come up with some other thing, and then they'd cut the thing together afterward.
Hmm.
It's great. You'll love it. I mean, I know you.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
But you're going to cry.
You know, I haven't cried. It's moving, but it's.
You haven't cried, and you're the.
I know. I am a crier, too.
Wow.
I haven't cried.
It's your back.
Oh, it's not my back. Will you stop it?
True. She's got a Prada back, Hooman. Calm down.
Does she have a Prada back?
She does.
It's a designer back. I told you. It's
Let's
fun.
See you do 5 push-ups.
I don't think push-ups would be a problem. I've been on the elliptical the last couple days.
Oh, good.
As long as I don't lean back, I'm...
Oh, what happens when you lean back?
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Right.
KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.